also ready. Therefore be ye also ready. Therefore be ye also ready. Come on, you mamas and daddies. Therefore be ye also ready. Come on, cooperate. Therefore be ye also ready. Good. Therefore be ye also ready. Good. Therefore be ye also ready. Ready? Therefore be ye also ready. One more time. Therefore be ye also ready. Now this time we're going to start the first and go through that the verse and that first line of the verse. Ready? Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. Let's do it again. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. Let's do it again. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. One more time. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. That's good. We'll stop right there and we'll get the rest of it in a few minutes. Now, what we want to do here is find out our church groups. Where's our girls at? Come on, girls, get up here. We're going to find out our church groups that's here tonight. We're not going to have you come up here like we did before for time's sake. Are you too cold down there? How many of you is too cool? All the ladies, too cool. How many of you is too hot? Okay. The ones that are too cool, trade seats with the ones that are too hot. All right. One representative from each group. If you are the pastor of the church, we want you to stand. If you are a youth director of the church, we want you to stand. We don't want two people to stand from each church. If you're the head of the crowd or you bought a van load or something, we want you to get ready to stand. We want to find out how many churches we got represented here. You fill out these cards, and these girls are going to come along and take them back up here in just a minute, okay? Now we need your help, and this will save us a lot of time tonight. We've got a lot to get to. Here we go. Pastors, if you brought a group, even if it's just five from your church, or six or seven, or if you brought 30 or whatever, I want you to stand right now. All of you stand. Now, girls, get them. Go get them. Go get them right there. Oh, no, that side, this side. Pastor or youth director or group leader. We'll find out all of our groups here. Now, while they're doing that, I'm going to teach you a song here. This song says, Behold, He Comes. Behold, He Comes. Behold, He Comes. Behold, He Comes. And every eye shall see Him. Friend, will you be ready when Jesus comes? They ready over there?
Roy Lee.
Where's he at? Brother Roy Lee Taylor. So wave your hand now if you brought it. There's a bunch of them over yonder against the walls, girls, if you can get to them. Fill that out, and we're going to take them back up in just a moment. Now, this group over here is going to start it out. Y'all better have long wind. Behold, He comes. You got to hold that until everybody gets ready. Behold, He comes. And then the next note, then the next note. And then everybody and every eye shall see Him. Friend, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Any of the group leaders haven't got one of them things yet. All right, let's stand. Everybody stand. Here we go. Theme song for tonight. He's coming. Go ahead and hit me a note over there. I point at you, it's your turn. Don't y'all say nothing. Just this first section over here. See, they're going to start, then you hold your note, then y'all start and hold your note, then y'all start and hold your note, then y'all do it. Okay, ready? Behold, He come. Behold, He come. Behold, He come. Behold, He come. And every eye shall see Him. Friend, you be ready. Friend, will you be ready when Jesus comes? Say amen right there, brother. All right, now listen, we're just getting warmed up. Just getting warmed up. This is fun. This is fun. This is my alley right here, brother. Yeah, all right, let's start that again this time. Ready? Well, this time over here. Behold, he comes. Behold, he comes. Behold, he comes. Behold, he comes. And death shall flee. Friend, will you be ready? All right, let's try it again. This time louder. Here we go. Behold me. Come on, come on. He's coming. He's coming. And every eye shall see him. Good, good, good. Let's try it again. Are you ready? Too cool. Let's knock the heat up just a little bit. It's a little bit too cool right in here. All right, you ready? Louder this time. Behold. Come on, sing. Be seated. You can be seated. Here, go. Help me now. Matthew 24:44. Therefore, be ye also ready. Before we say it again, girls, where you at? Wave those papers. Go get them. Wave those papers. Let these girls come get them. All right, we're getting ready to start it over again. Matthew 24:44. Be ye... Tricked you, didn't I? Yeah. I was testing you, see if you knew it. All right, let's try it again. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also. Stop. Now we're going to learn the rest of it now. It's getting longer. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. For in such an hour as you think, as ye, not you, ye, think not, the Son of Man cometh. The Son of Man cometh. Pure English. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. All right, let's do that last part. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Bring them to me up here. Ready? For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Let's do it again. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Let's do it again. For in such an hour. One more time. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. One more time. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Better do it again. For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. One more time. For just one more time, right? For in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Now let's go back and get the first part, not the last part. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. Stop. Now, you got that part? Be also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man coming. The best way to learn something is by repetition. Just say it over and over and over until it is coming out your ears. And then it'll be, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. And boy, if every one of you young people that's here tonight, get that in your heart, in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And you won't want to be caught doing nothing that you'd be ashamed of if Jesus come back. You know how to live right? Think every day He's coming back and say, am I living my life in such a way that I would not be ashamed if the Lord came today? They said to a great preacher one time, they said, preacher, what if you knew the Lord is coming tomorrow? And he said, I would plant my apple tree, work in my garden, pray, visit, and read my Bible. And what he was saying was, I'll do just what I've always been doing. Now, when you can say, if Jesus come tomorrow, I'd live just like I've been living, you're living right. Man don't even have to change his plans. He knew Jesus coming. He's living pretty close to God. You know what? So that's what we need to do. Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Are you ready? The whole thing now. Matthew 24:44.
Therefore be ye also ready.
For
in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Good. Let's do it again. Matthew 24:44.
Therefore be ye also ready. For in such an hour as ye think
not, the Son of Man cometh. One more time.
All right, that's real good, real good. Now, I'm going to read these lists of churches off. We have 55 churches represented here tonight. Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Now, what I want you to do is when I call out your church name, pastor, youth director, and everybody from that church, stand up. We can do it a lot quicker this way. We want to recognize all our visitors here tonight. Ready? New Hope Baptist Church in Lenore, Waitzel Beard. Y'all stand up right quick. Let's give them a big hand. Amen. Good. Good News Baptist Church, Brother Steve Smith, and Jimmy Dials is the leader. Good News Baptist Church. Amen. Good to see all you folks. That's a big crowd there. Faith Baptist Church in Burnsville. Brother Dale's over yonder. Right? Amen. Raise your hands over there, y'all. Eastside Baptist Church in Nebo. Y'all stand up right quick. How'd y'all get the front seat, man? Hey, you know somebody from Nebo's going to get top priorities around here. Best side of McDowell County. Victory Baptist Church with Brother Benny Bagwell is the pastor. Y'all stand up right quick. Give him a big hand. Amen. Pleasant View Welcome Baptist, Brother Rusty Rice. Where y'all at? Huh? Amen. Ain't that a blessing? Boy, we was in revival there a few weeks ago, and the Lord moved in a great and mighty way, and we had about 30-something people saved, and the Lord blessed, and they're still going strong. They're staying out to camp, I think, tonight, or part of them. Some of them did last night, and we're so glad to have them. Number in group 40. That's the largest group so far, I think. All right. Liberty Baptist Church in Rock Hill, South Carolina, where Brother Bob Taylor is a pastor. Rock Hill. Where you at? Oh, yeah, how are y'all, brother? Good to see y'all. Is Larry here? Brother Larry's here? He's up there videoing? Okay. Amen. Blessed Hope Baptist Church in York, South Carolina. Brother Wayne Smith. Are they all over there? Amen. They brought 25 from York, South Carolina. That's a long ways. High Brighton Baptist Church in Lenore, Brother Doug Cox of church. Y'all stand up right quick. Amen. Trinity Baptist Temple, Brother Bill Carrier and Hickory. Y'all stand up right quick. Amen. Good to see these young people here tonight. Oh, yeah, I know. Glory Land Baptist from Birmingham, Alabama. Brother Charlie Andrews. Amen. Amen. Bethel Free Will Baptist Church, where Jeff Duncan's leader here, R.J. Reynolds here. Y'all stand up right quick. Where you at, Jeff? Are you here? Oh, yeah. All right. Blair's Fork Baptist Lenore, Brother Brady Atkins. Y'all stand over there. Brother Brady, them up, y'all. Amen. 28 in that group. Lake Swamp Baptist from Timmonsville, South Carolina. Brother Yarborough, y'all stand up right quick. Where you at? Oh, there they are. Sister Anderson, are you here? Yeah. We was wondering if y'all made it. I was worried about you a while ago. I was afraid you'd done something like listen to the weather or something and went back home. Never, 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 never pay attention to the weather when it's time for youth rally. And Law Hill Baptist, Brother Tony, y'all stand up right quick. Amen. That's a good crowd. Amen. This is a Bible Way Baptist Church in Wilkesboro. Brother Paul, y'all, where y'all at? Amen. Boy, look at that crowd. 31 people all the way from Wilkesboro. El Bethel Baptist Church in Lenore. Y'all stand up, Brother Clark. Amen. Cars Hill Baptist in Brevard, North Carolina. And Wayne Forbes. Amen. There you go, brother. Blue Ridge Baptist from Landrum, South Carolina. Brother Bobby. Amen. Good to see y'all. Hickory Grove Baptist Church in Mount Holly, North Carolina. Y'all, there they are. Amen. Amen. Banks Creek Bible Church in Burnsville, North Carolina. Y'all stand. Hey, there you are. Hey, didn't it snow? Did it snow in Burnsville? Yeah. You can come anyway, did it? Amen. You can spend the night. New Hope Baptist Church. This is Brother Ricky Gibson is the pastor of this New Hope Baptist. Stand up right quick. Amen. There they are. Casey Creek Baptist Church, Brother Randy Henderson, y'all stand right quick. Amen. That's from Chesney, from South Carolina. Mountain Hope Baptist Church, Brother Ronnie Boone. Y'all stand right quick. Amen, brother. Good to see you. Georgetown Baptist Church, Brother Lee, Brother Jim Lee. Good to see you, Preacher Lee. Amen. Fall Creek Baptist Church, Brother Don Hudson. Y'all stand up right quick. Amen. Love Lady Baptist, Brother Larry Robbins. Y'all stand. I seen him right in here. How are you? 42. Uh-oh. That's the biggest group so far out there with 42, I believe. Praise the Lord. Hicks Chapel Baptist Church, Brother Charles Hollifield. Y'all stand up right quick. How they are. Amen. Trinity Hill Free Will Baptist, Brother Carl Rowland. Y'all stand up. Amen, brother. Cedar Cliff Baptist Church in Robbinsville, North Carolina. Y'all stand up, brother. Now you got 40 plus. I don't know what that means. You got over. You can see if you can count them out, Brother Jimmy, in a minute there. There, that's where revivals broke out, and we'll be hearing from them in just a minute. Lord willing. Emmanuel Baptist Church, Brother Wayne Reese. Brother Wayne, good to see y'all from Kings Mountain. All right. This is Pisgah Baptist in Lenore, Brother Horace. Well, y'all stand up over there. Amen. Brother Horace, good to see you, brother. Turkey Cove Baptist up here and on the other side of Marion. Y'all stand up. 30 and amen. Clearview Baptist, Brother Terry, Jerry Woody. Y'all stand up. Amen. Amen. All right. Providence United Methodist Church. Brother George William and Gay. Is here with me? There they are. Hey. I'd never know all y'all was here if I didn't stand you up and get to wave at you. That's a blessing. Appreciate them being here tonight. Carolina Baptist Tabernacle. Brother Lanny Cobb. Y'all stand up. Amen, brother. Good to see you. I think this is Peniel Baptist Church, Brother Joe Holbert. Y'all, Peniel? Okay, Peniel. Y'all stand right quick. Amen. Freedom Baptist Church.
Oh, that'll be on there. I saw them.
Amen. Providence Road Baptist and Maiden, Brother Charles Worley. Sure, y'all stand up right here. Amen. Victory Baptist Church, Brother Alan Fox from Taylorsville. Yeah. Hi there. Amen, Brother Alan. Waldo. That's what I call him. Bible Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. Y'all stand up. Amen. Look at that crowd. Man. That's a good crowd there, Brother Donovan. That's 46 in that group. Biggest group so far. And I think also the longest trip so far. 12 hours. Ain't that a blessing? You know what they done? They left at 4 o'clock this morning. Got here at 4 o'clock this evening. Going to church tonight. Church here in the morning. And going back home tomorrow evening. They're going to feel good Monday, I tell you. Good. Oak Grove Baptist Church, Brother Grady McGregory. Y'all can. Amen. Amen, brother. Concord Baptist Church, Brother Joe, y'all from Pickens, South Carolina. Amen, Brother Joe. This East Marion Baptist here in Marion. Brother Millard Hall, y'all stand up right quick. Where you at? There they are. Okay. Amen. All right. Faith Free Will Baptist Church in Morganton. There they are. Amen. Trinity Baptist Church, where Brother Mike Davis is the pastor and Paul Deal's the youth leader. Where you at there, brother? Amen. Where you at, Brother Paul? Is he in here? We run. You got your week of camp right, ain't you? I've been wanting to get in touch with you for a long time. Okay, Brother Buren's got the date. I think it's 17th of July or something like that. But get me before you leave. Canaan Baptist Church down in Hitchcook. Y'all church, we all at. There they are. Amen. Abie's Chapel down in Valdez. Brother Buren Hastings. Y'all stand up. Amen. This is Liberty Baptist Church from Charlotte. Brother Gary Berry. Y'all stand up. Amen. That's 32 all the way from Charlotte tonight. Amen, Brother Gary. Appreciate y'all being here tonight. Hope the Lord will bless you real good. East Hickory Baptist Church, Brother Michael Staten. Y'all stand up. Hi there, all of you. Ambassador Baptist Church, Brother Setzer. Brother Robert Setzer, where y'all? Amen. Hi, y'all. Wonder whatever happened to you. Bethel Baptist Church from Louisville, Kentucky. Brother Robbie Wall, y'all stand up. That's about an 8-hour drive where they come from. Amen. Did y'all? They called for them this morning and said, did them people get there all right? So I called out the camp, and they were all asleep. And so they ought to feel real good this evening. Appreciate Brother Robbie and bringing them down here. 22 from Louisville, Kentucky. Good News Baptist Church, Brother Steve Smith. Done got that, Nana. Didn't I done say that? Yeah, that's it. That's it. The largest group so far would be between Cedar Cliff and Robbinsville and Bible Baptist in Pensacola as visiting church. Did you get your exact now count, Brother Jimmy? Uh-oh, 48 or 49. Ooh, that's running close there, y'all. That's running close. Is Brother Ball here? Brother Royce Ball here? Y'all come on up, brother. You ready to sing? Okay, come on up while they're getting ready to sing. Let me do something here. And we're going to have something. Is Bruce around? Where's Brother Bruce? If anybody back in the hallways is just plain miserable and you guys don't want to stand up, the old building, there's plenty of seats in it, and there's television screens up there. You can see what's going on down here. If you'd rather not stand up and you want to go up there and watch it, that's fine. If you want to stay where you are, that's fine too. You're not in anybody's way, but we want you to be comfortable. So you can go up the hill in the old building. There's television screens set up there, and they'll be glad for you to just go up there and watch what's going on. We need some seats for some more folks coming in. I met these folks up in the mountains when I was up there preaching. And I like to see young people doing something for God. Thrills my heart. It lets you know that John Lennon was dead wrong. You know what John Lennon said about 20 years ago? He said, Christianity will go. It will vanish and shrink. We're ringing down here on something. He said, we're more popular than Jesus now. That's a dumb thing to say. You know who's more popular than John Lennon right now? Jesus Christ. There's no contest, man. No contest. And I appreciate young people doing something for God. How many people we got here tonight who are under 25? Would you stand if you're under 25? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, you can be seated. Ain't that something? How many of you ever been to church? How many ever seen that many young people in church on Saturday night? You just don't see it. Thank God. Hallelujah. And so I met these folks, and I appreciate this brother teaching these girls to sing for Jesus. And these girls can sing for Jesus tonight. And I appreciate this brother from way up in the mountains. You from Burnsville, somewhere up in there? And this is up in the mountains. I ain't kidding you. And they are here to sing for us tonight an old, old song. Some of you may have probably never even heard it. I can call Jesus anytime. And you can call on Jesus anytime tonight. And that's what they're going to sing for us tonight. Enjoy that, say amen. Amen. Ain't that a blessing to see them little girls up singing for the Lord? I tell you, that's a blessing. Well, according to Brother Jimmy's latest figure there, you might want to recount over there, Brother Donovan. They had 51, 52. You got 53. Oh, I know we're in a bunch of church full of Baptist preachers, huh? They'll do anything for a crowd. Amen. I tell you what I want to do right quick. Let's have one person. Anybody from Cedar Cliff? Anybody from Bible Baptist? Look at your Bibles right quick. All right. You put your finger on Hosea 2:11 and then stand up. First person that puts their finger on Hosea 2:11, stand up. There you go. You got it, sis. That's Miss Ruckman. Forgot her first name. Teresa, yeah. Read it there, sis. Yeah, that's fine. Amen. I wouldn't know if it was or not. It sounded good. Amen. That's a blessing. Appreciate that. That's a quick finding the Bible, ain't it? That's a quick finding the Bible. All right. I don't guess y'all need a New Testament on tape, do you? As much as they hear the Bible. We're gonna give something to you in tomorrow morning, Lord willing. But they come the furthest. Got the second biggest crowd. Folks from Robbinsville got the largest crowd here tonight. We praise God for them. And we're going to present them with a New Testament on tape in just a minute. And how about everybody getting in this contest? Find Ezekiel 16:4. The first person that finds Ezekiel 16:4 with your finger on it, stand up. Right there. Whoa, we got a winner. Over here. See, me and him had this. He paid me $10 telling me this before service is up. Hey, you're Brother Welder, ain't you? Hey, this brother right here come farther than anybody. I forgot about him. He didn't bring a group, but where are you from? Beeville, Texas. And that's what? What? 2,000 miles? It's over 2,000 miles. He flew in an airplane, so I don't. Have you got a New Testament on tape, Brother Welder? Come up here and get you one, brother. Come on up here. You won the contest. Somebody take this to him. Here you go, Darrell. Amen. That's Brother Welder. He come all the way up here. He's going to working with youth, Mexican youth down in Texas. And he wanted to come up and said, he called me and said, what do y'all do with young people? And I said, come up April 8th and you'll see. And so he's here and we're glad to have him. And he done found the verse quicker than anybody. And that ought to embarrass us here in North Carolina. That's a shame. He'll go back and tell all them Texas people that everything's bigger and better in Texas. Like that guy in New York, he had that Texan up there, and he's showing him Niagara Falls, and he said, you got anything like that in Texas? And that Texan said, ah, we got a plumber to fix that leak in 10 minutes. So that's what they claim. All right, Brother Jim, come on, get this other New Testament on tape. Let's give these two groups a big hand here tonight. Okay, where's my boy at, Sam? Y'all ready? Let's stand up and sing our theme song. Sorry, let's stand up and sing our theme song. Behold, he comes. One more time. Behold. Gonna do it again. You ready? Behold. you can be seated. All of them. All of them. You know, we got this one little fella that comes to our youth rallies. And buddy, he am a blessing.
No.
He is a blessing. He comes to a lot of our youth rallies. Did you get the lights ready over there, Sister Susie? And he's a favorite Christian of mine because he's a young person that stands for God. And I mean, buddy, he stands for God. I mean, he stands for God. This old boy don't play around. And we're going to see a little exciting episode of his life. Old B.B., Brother B.B. Most of you remember Brother B.B.? He's here again tonight, buddy, and I tell you, this boy's a blessing.
Meet mild-mannered Steve Houston, a normal high school senior. One day, Steve met with a near-fatal accident, but God wasn't through with him yet. He did a transforming change in his life and turned him into the Bionic Baptist. Our story begins today with a typical American teenager named Cindy. Going home from school one day on the bus, the subject of the second coming of the Lord comes up.
Honey, I got it at the Gap. Check out my earrings.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, check out my earrings too.
Yeah,
you know, like
buddy.
Sherry, look at you.
Well, listen, I tell you guys, fads are all right, but I want to be looking just like me when the Lord comes back so he'll know who I am.
Yeah, when the Lord comes back, sure.
The Lord is coming back.
What you mean?
All right, you bunch of mockers and scoffers, quit acting that way. The Lord is going to come back one day.
Didn't you know he came back last September?
Yeah.
I read it in the book.
Listen, the Bible says that not even the angels in heaven know when the Lord's coming back.
Well, surely that man knew. He had a computer.
That's right. I guess you heard that, lady.
Sherry, you're just so square. My mom and dad have told me all my life that the Lord is coming back. Honestly, what do you think I'm going to do? Sit around and waste my time looking for some Jesus person to come in the clouds or something?
Look, there he is now. Psych!
Well, I tell you, I'm sorry for you guys. The Lord is going to come back in the clouds and take us all to paradise.
Yeah, I've heard about that place called Paradise. You know, like Paradise City, you know?
Yeah.
They said, like, take me down to Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
I'm sorry for you guys. I really am.
Sherry, we're sorry for you, sir.
Hold this bus. Stop right here. Stop this bus. What's going on here? This doesn't sound like a bunch of mockers and scoffers making fun of God and His holy 1611 King James Bible. What's going on here? I didn't see you on this bus. Good to see you. But you old educated fool, what makes you say...
you think that God came back and got his people last September?
Well, that man's word just as good as that 1611. I mean, he's educated. And anyway, we got new versions. We don't need that thing anymore. We got versions. They take out that old blood. They take out his second coming. Well, they just about take it all out. I really like them.
Yeah, baloney on them old other versions. They take everything out. And just like them computers, that man, computers or no computers, them men can never figure out when Jesus Christ is going to return, because this Bible says that no man knows the day nor the hour. And I tell you something else about them new versions. They take all out all the scientific information. Well, back in the book of Job, thousands of years before Christ was born, Job said the earth was round. Said he's talking about he who sits on the circle of the earth. When did scientists, Doc, find out the earth was round? It wasn't until they sent a man to the moon. Why, how great man is. 4,000 years ago, God told Job the earth was round. Don't give me that new stuff. I don't want no new stuff. I want this good old 1611 King James. And you, you slimy scum. Who told you to go down to paradise?
Well, like you know, Axel and Guns N' Roses told me, man.
Yeah!
Axel's been telling you lies, 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 and don't you believe a word of it.
Yeah.
Paradise used to be in the heart of the earth, but when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he descended into the bottomless pit. With the devil tied him up and took paradise to the third heaven where the throne of God's at. And don't you believe them lies he tells you, because one of these days you're going to die.
Hey,
it's going to be heaven or hell.
Man, I don't believe that junk, man. I believe that when you're dead, you're dead,
yeah,
you know.
You die,
and all you're looking for is the clods, you know.
I'll have you to know I'm not looking for the clods. I'm looking for the clouds.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for that upper taker.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. And I'm not looking for a sign. I'm listening for a sound.
Yeah.
A sound of a mighty rolling thunder where the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and calls his children home to take them to live for him, whatever in paradise.
Okay, this is it. Everybody.
Yeah,
you better get right with God. Prepare to meet your maker. Your time's coming.
Cindy, how was your day at school today?
Well, it was okay till some guy got on the bus. I think he was a bionic Baptist or something like that. And he started preaching to everybody. You know, God knows Jerry preaches to us enough. And then something about the second coming of God or Jesus or somebody. I don't know. He was like flipped out on drugs or something.
Well, Cindy, you know the Lord is coming, and it could be a lot sooner than you think.
Mom, I just don't know if I believe that. I mean, it's not logical.
Listen, honey, you know, Brother Danny's been teaching on Wednesday night about the second coming of Jesus, and we've been taking you to church. Honey, we would take you because we want you to learn about the Word of God. And Bible says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And honey, he is coming soon. We love you, and we just want what's best for you. We know that God can help you.
Daddy, I don't know. I just think you and Mom and that preacher up there just flipped out on the Bible or something. I don't know if I can believe it or not. I just don't think I do.
Honey, it's the truth. And your mother and I are going to be praying for you because we love you. And we want all of our home, everyone in our home to be together in heaven. Okay, honey?
You
we
know,
love
Daddy,
you.
I love you too. But I just don't know if I believe that Bible stuff and Jesus coming back. I don't know.
Well, Cindy, you go ahead and get ready and do your homework, and we love you, and we want you to be with us in heaven.
Okay. Bye. Good night.
Night, honey. Honey, you know, we really need to pray for her. And this world and this system and the way they're teaching her at school is really messing her mind up, but we know that book's the truth, and we got to stick by it no matter what anybody says. The Word of God will stand forever, honey. If we pray and seek God's face, I know he'll save her baby. I know he will. Amen.
Jesus coming back. I don't think so. Well, I guess I'll go to bed. It sounded like thunder, but I don't know. It was strange. Mom and Daddy, I'm scared. I heard the thunder outside. Oh, God, here's their clothes. Oh, God, no, not the rapture. No, I didn't. Oh, it can't be true. God, no, no. Oh, God, I'll call Sherry. Sherry'll know what's happened. Hello, Mrs. Johnson. Can I speak to Sherry? You can't find her anywhere. She's not in a room. Oh, God, no, no, God, no, not the rat circus. I didn't believe it was true. Oh, God, no. Have mercy on me. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, I'm sorry. God, I'm sorry. Mom and Daddy, okay, good, they're in their bedroom. It was just a dream. The rapture really didn't happen. But what if it did? I've been left. Oh, God, I've got to call Sherry. She'll know what I should do. Hello, Sherry? I had this real weird dream last night, and it scared me. I dreamed that the Lord come back and you got took, and Mom and Daddy got took, but I got left, and I'm so scared, and I don't know what to do. Please, could you please send a Bionic Baptist or somebody here to talk to me, because I want to get saved. Okay. Thank you. Phoebe, you're here.
Yes, and I understand you had a terrible night. Let's sit down and talk about it. What happened?
I had this dream that Mama and Daddy got took in the rapture, and Sherry got took, and I got left here behind. And I realized that I am not saved, and I know if Jesus came back, I would not go.
You know, the Holy Spirit has funny ways of dealing folks sometimes. I could tell on the bus today that you were just all upset. And you really didn't mean the things you said. And you were really wanting to listen to Sherry and be like her. But you just didn't have the willpower. You know, God's only obligated one time to speak to your heart and give you an opportunity to be saved. But it looks like the Holy Spirit sees something special in you. It's give you this opportunity and made it real alive and real for you. The Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And we're all born in sin. Everybody's born to go to hell. Unless they choose Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Let me ask you right now, Cindy, if we bowed here and prayed, would you be willing to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and tell him all the sins, all the things you've ever done that's wrong? Just confess them to him. He already knows about it, but he wants you to own up to being wrong and him right. Would you be willing now to bow and to pray and ask Jesus to forgive you your sins and come into your heart and save you? Are you ready to do that?
Yes, I am.
Well, let me bow here with you and pray. And you pray and ask him to forgive your sins and come into your heart and save you.
Dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner. And I know I've sinned. And Right now, I want to confess all those sins, and I want to repent of them. And I want to ask you to come into my heart, to be the Savior of my life, and to be my Lord. God, I want to go back, and I want to be ready when you come. And I ask you to come into my heart. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Cindy, you asked him to come into your heart. Did he really come in?
Yeah, he did.
I can tell there's a difference in you. But you know, there's some things you need to do now as a Christian. You need to read God's Word. You need to go to church. And you need to tell others about Jesus Christ and what he's done for you. Will you do that?
Yes, I will. I'm going to go back to school and show everybody that I am going to be ready when the Lord comes back.
Amen.
And now the Bionic Baptist goes from school to school, town to town, and state to state, helping those in need to stand against the wiles of the devil.
All right, let's see if you can say it. Matthew 24:44.
Therefore,
testing you again.
Let's
try it again. Matthew
24:44.
Therefore, that's sounding pretty good, but some of you are not getting in on it now. You ready? There be ye also ready,
for in such an hour as ye may not, the Son of Man.
All right, now all the way through this time. Matthew 24:44.
Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye may not, the Son of Man.
Pretty good, though. Needs to be a little bit stronger from some of you way back in there. Let's try it one more time. Matthew
24:44.
Therefore,
be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye may not, the Son of Man cometh.
One more time. Matthew
24:44. Therefore, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye may not, the Son of Man cometh.
All right, let's stand and sing our song tonight. Ready? Right over here now.
Behold.
Come so good, let's reverse it this time. All these folks are getting strode out here. Start over here this side this time. Y'all get to have the long-winded note there. Are you ready?
Behold me come.
Good, good. Sing!
And every
amen. You can be seated. You can be seated. Many of you have heard about the revival in Robbinsville. And these people are from way, way over on the tip end of North Carolina, a place called Robbinsville, North Carolina. And it's, as Brother Jimmy says, on them where they pop the sunshine in, the moonshine out. And I tell you, the Lord moved over there. The church is, any of you, you can't never use the excuse of your location for the Lord not blessing your church. You've never been to a church any farther out in the country than this one. And God moved in there. We started revival over there the Monday after Thanksgiving. And on Tuesday night, the Lord hit. And we went out throughout that week, throughout the next week, partway through the third week, and then back on Friday nights and Saturday nights. Make a long story short, I think we went 19 nights, 22 nights. I lost count somehow or another. In the revival, and the Lord moved in a mighty way, and they've had way over, close to 100 people saved, I guess. Church has about doubled in attendance. God's tore the school up over there. They said the teacher said that the students they couldn't get over them. They were reading their Bibles, get their homework done, and pull their Bible out and start reading it. Wasn't cheating on test. And I mean, the Lord's doing a work in Robbinsville, and we're going to have them to sing a couple of songs for us, give a few testimonies, and just let a little bit of what they got rub off on us tonight. This is Brother Jimmy Millsap, the pastor, and he's going to tell you about their group.
Amen. Thank God for being here tonight. Appreciate Brother Danny asking us to come over, and he's already told you a little bit about our revival. It started November 28th. We planned for 4 nights. I think we went into like 22 nights. Before it was over, we had to break because people were getting sick. We had an epidemic of the coon flu. And we had to quit for a while, but we started back, and God was still moving. And I think we wound up like 22 nights, and I don't really know how many people have been saved. They say you can tell 3 or 4 months later is what some of them said back whenever we were having the services. They said, we'll see what happens a little bit later on. Well, 4 months have passed, and the Sunday before the service, we had 114 Sunday school. 2 weeks ago, we had 253, and we had 4 saved last week and 1 this Wednesday night, and God's still moving, and we give Him all the credit, all the glory, all the praise for all He's done for us. And what's important to me, the other churches have been helped by it. Some fellow told me that every church in the county had been helped by the services. I don't know. But I thank God for all He's done. I'm not going to take up time talking. I'm going to let them do the talking tonight. But I tell you what I appreciate more than anything is I see young people tonight that at one time hated to come to church, that were made come to church. But tonight they carry their Bibles to school. They talk different. They dress different. They walk different. And I just thank God for what He's done. Okay, let's go. We'll go ahead and sing a song or two, and then we'll have some testimony. Want to sit down this way?
Thank you. say it's a blessing to be in the Lord's house tonight. And on December the 3rd of this past year, there's been a change in me. And I've not been the same since. It's hard to live for the Lord in high school or in college, and I'm in college, and it just gets harder every day. I have a battle every day of my life. And I've had to give up a lot of stuff, some friends that I had, and some dreams that I've had. But it's been worth it. And I want to thank the Lord for saving me. I know I'm saved. I'm going to heaven. And if you're here lost tonight, this is happiness.
I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I want all of you to know that I'm saved. I'm saved. There ain't no doubt in my mind about it. I'm saved. That's just all there is to it. It's good to be saved, too. I like it. I really do. We had a preacher come before Brother Jimmy, Brother Mickey Stewart. Love a man's side. I really do. He used to preach a lot on Luke 16. If you go to church much, you know a Luke 16 ain't a shouting message. That's hell. That's just hell. I despised that message. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't like to hear it. I could listen to any message he had except Luke 16. I didn't like that. This past January the 15th, I got saved. I thank the Lord that he preached that message. It just kept ringing and ringing in my ears. I ain't going to hell now. It's something for me to be glad for. I'm glad. I really am. I want to thank the Lord for saving me. I want to thank the Lord for everyone that got to come tonight, too. And you must be obedient tonight, now. You must be obedient. You know, the Lord, he might get in this. He might just do it. I believe he's wanting to myself. You must obey the Lord.
I'm not afraid to die. thankful I'm saved by the amazing grace of God. I was bought with a price. It was the blood of Jesus. I was a church hater. And this is all the question. He begged me to come sing the youth choir. No, sir, not me. I can't sing, but I love Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm living proof you can make a stand for Jesus Christ in a public high school. I try my best of my knowledge every day, to serve Jesus Christ in the witness.
I'd like to thank the Lord for saving my soul. I got something to say, all young people and old people. If you're not right with God, you need to get up here tonight and get right with Him.
Praise the Lord.
I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul here tonight.
Hey!
Also ready. Therefore be ye also ready. Therefore be ye also ready. Come on, you mamas and daddies. Therefore be ye also ready. Come on, cooperate. Therefore be ye also ready. Good. Therefore be ye also ready. Good. Therefore be ye also ready. Ready? Therefore be ye also ready. One more time. Therefore be ye also ready. Now this time we're going to start the first and go through the verse and that first line of the verse. Ready? Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. Let's do it again. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. Let's do it again. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. One more time. Matthew 24:44. Therefore be ye also ready. That's good. We'll stop right there. We'll get the rest of it in a few minutes. Now, what we want to do here is find out our church groups. Where's our girls at? Come on, girls. Get up here. We're going to find out our church groups that's here tonight. We're not going to have you come up here like we did before for time's sake. Are you too cold down there? How many of you is too cool? All the ladies too cool. How many of you is too hot? Okay. The ones that are too cool, trade seats with the ones that are too hot. All right. One representative from each group. If you are the pastor of the church, we want you to stand. If you are a youth director of the church, we want you to stand. We don't want two people to stand from each church. If you're the head of the crowd or you brought a van load or something, we want you to get ready to stand. We want to find out how many churches we got represented here. You fill out these cards, and these girls are going to come along and take them back up here in just a minute, okay? Now we need your help, and it'll save us a lot of time tonight. We've got a lot to get to. Here we go. Pastors, if you brought a group, even if it's just five from your church, or six or seven, or if you brought 30 or whatever, I want you to stand right now. All of you stand. Now, girls, get them. Go get them. Go get them right there. Oh, no, that side, this side. Pastor or youth director or a group